So it is really nice to be here and be able to speak to you. I will present this presentation is based on the report that I co-wrote with Mrs. Katarzyna Wojcicka-Nałęcz from our center also. And it is aimed as a collection of available data both from Russia and international sources which is aimed at showing the current picture of Gazprom's presence in the EU. And the presentation will be structured as follows. Firstly, I would discuss briefly, as I believe some of that was discussed also earlier, EU gas needs and import structure, and then I would talk about four levels of Gazprom's expansion in the EU. The first is the first part would be devoted to presence of Gazprom in EU as a gas supplier, then Gazprom's presence in EU gas infrastructure as an investor, then Gazprom on EU final gas market, and lastly, Gazprom's presence in non-gas sectors of EU economy. And then I would go to two case studies. First case study would be Baltic case study, which I believe would be developed deeper later on by other panelists, and then another would be Polish case study. So when talking about EU gas sources, we see that only 40% of gas comes from internal production and rest is being imported. The main sources of imports are Russia, which accounts presently to 40%, and then Norway and Algeria account together to another 40 of imports. It is worth also mentioning that other CIS producers, I mean here Caspian states, account today to only negligible part of EU gas imports. There are visible differences between two groups of EU member states, so-called old EU and new EU. While EU 15 accounts for almost 90% of all EU gas consumption and about 85% of all gas imports, EU 10, new EU member states account to 10% of consumption and 15% of imports. When you look at these two pictures with diagrams which represent the geographical structure of these two groups of countries' gas imports, you see also quite significant differences. While EU 15 has quite well diversified sources of gas, and you see here that Russia is only one of the providers which accounts to about 30% of gas imports. In the case of EU 10, the situation is quite different, and imports from Russia predominate and constitute over 80% of all imports. Here you see that situation in a more detailed picture. The diagrams represent imports of each European, some European countries, and then yellow color means intra-EU trade, green is for imports from Norway, black for Algeria, and the red for Russia. And you see quite clearly that Gazprom is a dominant supplier in Finland, Baltic states, Central Europe, Balkans, and then Eastern neighborhood of EU. In the case of other EU countries, Gazprom is either Gazprom provides for either well-diversified structure of their imports, either is a chance for diversification. The part striped in red represent here imports from Central Asia, and then there are two EU member states importing gas from these countries. This is Poland and Hungary, but one has to remember that these imports are realized via Gazprom-owned pipelines and then by Rosukrenergo intermediary company, which is in 50% co-owned by Gazprom. This is why these imports, in fact, do not represent diversification of import routes and sources, but they increase dependency on Russian direction of imports. Another level of Gazprom's engagement in the EU is its engagement in EU gas infrastructure. And Gazprom invests in gas pipelines, first of all, but also in underground gas storage and in hubs. Here you have in red colored investments of Gazprom in European countries. And you see that it has invested in gas pipelines in Finland, Baltic states, in Poland, Yamal gas pipeline, in Vingas gas infrastructure in Germany, but also in Austrian hub Baumgarten and Latvian underground gas storage. In other countries, Gazprom is only planning its investments now. And here is the picture of this, well, most of the planned, projected investments. The most important of those investments seem to be Nord Stream gas pipeline and South Stream gas pipeline, but we have to remember also about a number of announced plans of investing into underground gas storage facilities all over the Europe. What are the objectives of Gazprom's investments, both existing and planned? First of all, Gazprom wants to diversify the routes of gas exports to the EU, and we heard the discussion on that on the previous panel, and to decrease the dependency on the current transit countries from both Central and Eastern Europe. Gazprom also wants to strengthen its control over gas export systems to EU, and to maintain liquidity on the EU market, and the investments planned or executed in the hubs, storages, but also interconnectors aim to, inter alia, to obtain this objective. Then Gazprom also wants to impede implementation of the competing pipeline projects, and this is the case of Nabucco and South Stream Rivalry. And one of Gazprom's objectives is also to counter the possible negative effects of liberalization of EU gas sector to Gazprom. Then we have to remember also that the process of promoting new gas pipelines projects is in itself also an important tool for Russia to influence the policies of both EU member states and Brussels as a whole. Coming to internal EU gas market, Gazprom in recent years has increased its efforts to enter and to rise its stake in EU final gas market. And here we see how the situation looks presently. So we see that Gazprom has entered either in direct or less direct way the final gas markets in Finland, again Baltic states, but also Balkan countries, France, Germany, and it tries still, but it has agreement to enter the Italian internal gas market. We have to conclude that Gazprom's presence on EU internal gas market, final gas market, is not that big presently, the biggest being in Baltic states. There are different ways that Gazprom enters EU final gas market. Very rarely it enters it really directly, like by signing an agreement with receiver. The case is, I think, Lithuanian Achema, for example. But it also buys shares in companies responsible for gas sales distribution in specific countries, and then these are cases of Lietuvos dujos, Latvijas gas, and Estigaz from all three Baltic countries, but for example also Gazumo in Finland. Gazprom enters EU internal gas market also via its subsidiaries, and this is the case of German ZMB, or for example. Then it creates also joint ventures, and it has created such, for example, with The example is, for example, German Wingas. And then it enters this market via less directly related to it entities. The examples are Vemex company in Czech Republic, all by companies which have informal links with Gazprom. This is the case of Lithuania and Dujotekana, or Emphas in Hungary. Well, one has to remember that these are we presume that there are links of these companies with Gazprom, and it can happen that this interest will diverge in one moment. I think this is also present in the case of Lithuania and Dujotekana. Looking closer at this intermediary, at these companies with less direct relations to Gazprom. The first example is Vemex operating in Czech Republic.